Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
The Bobby Wonder Show is back. Ooh, well, maybe it's not the Bobby Wonder Show. I don't know now, because my best friend and boy superhero, Bobby Wonder, is going through a bit of an identity crisis. After Mighty, well, Mellow, Mila, revealed her new changed look, Bobby started thinking he was due for a change too. Right now, he's even trying to find a new funky hat to wear. But on top of that, I have to prepare for the Animal Talent Show, the final grand event at the Super Fun Fair. Plus, Lucy Wow is rushing to finish her new ride in time for it to be judged in the Super Extreme Extreme Ride Competition. I must say, the Super Fun Fair likes to repeat words. Anywho, lots of drama to get through, which is good because this is our season finale episode. And season finale episodes always have dramatic, epic conclusions. So, here we go.
Aha, I found the perfect hat to wear. This one is speaking to me.
Bobby, that's an umbrella hat.
Yeah, and? It's so cool and functional. I can wear it in the rain or the snow or when it's hailing.
But how are you gonna fly in it? You know that annoying thing when an umbrella flips inside out because of really strong winds? Well, that's gonna be you at all times while flying.
I guess you're right, Grabstack. I just want a hat that speaks to me, that can be my new identity. If Mellow Mila can become someone else, why can't I?
Why do you want a new identity, Bobby? I think you're fine just the way you are, blue hair and all.
I guess I'm just wondering who I am if I'm not trying to stop Mighty Mila from making everyone in Pflugerville miserable. What role do I serve?
You're more than just your rivalry with Mighty Mila. You're my best friend. A great son to your parents, a Florpian icon. You're a savior of socks, candy, bananas, and more. A winner in ping pong, mini golf, and board games galore. You're a friend to me and Lucy and Xavier and Atlas, even to Martha and Waffle. Why, you're Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder. Bobby Wonder. And you're more than just one facet of your identity. You're a multitude. I should add motivational speaker to my list of jobs.
You're right, Grabstack. I don't know why I let Mighty Mila's transformation shake me so much, but I am Bobby Wonder, and I am many things, blue hair and all.
That's the spirit! So if you want to wear an umbrella hat and purple robe, go for it. I was just pointing out the aerodynamic flying problems with said umbrella hat.
I can't believe I've taken up so much of your practice time for the Animal Talent Show, Grabstack. Do you know what you're gonna do yet?
Please, don't stress me out, Bobby. I haven't a clue what I'll do yet.
You have so many skills, I've no doubt that whatever you'll do your best.
Oh, gee, thanks. Bobby Wonder, Grabstack, it's me, Kapow.
We know who you are, Kapow.
You never know. Sometimes people mistake me for other mechanical goats. You know other mechanical goats?
Of course! There's a whole community of us, duh!
Why are you here, Kapow?
Oh, that's right. I'm here to announce that Lucy Wow is officially done with her new Super Extreme Extreme ride. She wants y'all to come see it.
Okay, but I'm not getting on it.
Fair enough.
Lead the way.
Get your fried bananas while you can. The Super Fried Fried Banana Stall will be closing during the Animal Talent Show.
I'll take 10. No, 20. What? Give me the rest of your stock.
All right, little guy. Coming right up.
Sorry, Kapow. Little pit stop.
Here you go. Enjoy. And thanks for being my best customer.
Oh, did you say something? Sorry, I'm eating.
Come on, I think I see Lucy Wow's new ride.
Bobby! Grabstack! You made it!
Wow! Lucy, you've outdone yourself. What is this? It looks really extreme.
Thank you. It is. I was able to mash the Zwoople Thorns into a unique fuel that helps power up my ride.
What are you calling it?
It's called the Lucy Wow Extreme One for All Ride-a-Majig.
Interesting name. So, what is it?
Can't you see? At the Super Fun Fun Fair, all the rides are separate, off on their own. So I created one mega ride combining all the best parts of the other rides.
Wow, that's so cool.
Cool like a frozen carrot.
See, you have the loop-de-loop of a roller coaster, the fun carousel car of a merry-go-round, a bumper boat bumping element mixed with a possible ghost from the haunted house, plus the underwater bouncy waves, and I could go on, but that might take all day. Just know it has all the rides in it.
Very impressive and definitely super extreme. There's no way you won't win the competition.
Oh, thanks. Want to be the first to ride it?
I refuse. But I applaud your efforts.
We don't get to do many land activities on account of spending all our time underwater in our submarine. So this will be a fun adventure.
Yay! My first ride testers! Welcome to the Lucy Wow Extreme Run for All Ride-a-Majig. Always safety first.
We're all about safety.
Okay, here you go.
This is...
Glad that part didn't break down. I mean, the ride is performing just as I expected it to.
No giggity doubt.
Can we go again?
It sure does look like fun.
I'll admit I'm a little bit jealous. If I wasn't massively underprepared for the Animal Talent Show, maybe I'd give it a whirl.
Again.
Alrighty, you two can go again, and then I'll open it up to the rest of Pflugerville fairgoers. Everyone's gonna get a turn.
We'll definitely be back to ride before the end of the day.
Thank you for supporting me, Bobby. Oh, I need all the help I can get. What do you think my talent should be? Should I display my expert level in marbles or miming?
Marbles? Miming? I didn't know you were a mime.
Oh, yes. I went to mime school. I can mime a lot of things.
But can you mime an animal?
Mighty Mila.
It's Mellow Mila, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I see you're still the same old boring blue-haired Bobby Wonder. It's a news fest.
Hey, miss, if you're so mellow, why do you care?
Oh, I don't. I'm just enjoying my day, doing, normal things, being a regular, good, sweet little girl from Balzar.
I do not trust her, Bobby.
What are you up to, Mellow Mila?
Nothing. Toodaloo. Good luck in the animal talent competition. Grab fart. I'll be watching and judging.
Well, she hasn't changed even if she is calling herself Mellow Mila.
She's definitely up to something. And now I'm sweating even more. Hand me a tissue. Or three.
Don't worry about her. I'll keep watch during the animal talent show and make sure she doesn't interrupt it.
Emergency! Emergency! It's an animal emergency!
What's going on, food stall Fred?
My dear Doris, she's gone! In fact, all the animals in the petting zoo are gone! It's an animal emergency!
This has to be the work of Mighty Mila. One last sabotage to ruin everyone's day. But unluckily for her, Bobby Wonder is here and he's not gonna let her get away with this.
You're gonna save Doris?
Yes, I'm gonna save the day. Once again, I'm Bobby Wonder!
Have no fear, Bobbit Wonder is here and he's gonna save the day again, like he just said. But while he hunts down Doris and the other missing petting zoo animals, I need to practice my monologue. Or maybe I should bring out my kickboxing routine. Oh, this is tough. I'm gonna need a minute. Why don't y'all come back soon?
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Ah, who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
And we're back! Just as I thought, Mellow Mila wasn't so mellow as she let all the petting zoo animals out of the petting zoo, including food stall Fred's beloved water skiing turtle, Doris. Now Bobbit Wonder and I are on the case to track down these missing animals before the animal talent show. Plus, I still need to decide on what talent I'm going to showcase. Right now I'm feeling apple bobbing? Oh, is that an impressive talent? I don't know. All is lost.
The petting zoo animals were let out of their pen and have run off in every direction. We're gonna need a lot of help to get them all back.
Maybe we can ask Lucy Wow for help. She could have some sort of invention that can help round up all the animals.
Good idea. Let's go to her now.
Bobbit, was that really necessary? We just flew 10 feet.
When you can fly, always fly.
Fair enough.
Bobby! Crabstack! You're back! Ready to ride on the Lucy Wow Extreme One for All ride-majig?
Actually, we can't. We need your help. Someone let out all the petting zoo animals from their pen, and now the animal talent show is at risk because no one has their animals with them. Can you help us round them up?
Oh, that sure is a pickle. But I have just the invention for it. My high-pitched rainbow kazoo.
What's a high-pitched rainbow kazoo?
It's a musical instrument that is specially tuned so that only animals can hear it. And it's rainbow because I couldn't decide on a color. I'll go into the circus tent and blow on the kazoo, and all the animals within 5 miles will come running back to the sound.
Wow, that's amazing and would be so helpful. Let's go to the circus tent now.
Kapow, Lenore, you stay here and make sure no one tries to sabotage my ride.
Sure thing, Luce.
Protect the face space.
It's only fair that all the animals be brought back. I don't want to compete against no one. Right? Right?
Right. You want to compete against the best, Grabstack. Okay, here we are, back in the circus tent. Go ahead and blow in that kazoo, Lucy.
Here it goes.
Ah, that burns my ears.
The pain.
Oh, I forgot to mention that to humans and aliens alike, the kazoo sounds like burning fire. Oops. Just cover your ears.
Hopefully, I'll get my hearing back.
Look, here come the animals.
Oh no, it's a stampede. Stop the kazoo.
My beloved Doris, you've returned. Now hurry, we must practice your water skiing tricks.
Oh, phew, the animals stopped charging at us. That could have been bad. Thanks, Lucy. You helped bring back all the animals. Now everyone can participate.
What's going on here? Why are all the animals I sneakily let out of the petting zoo pen suddenly back in here?
Aha! So you admit it. You aren't just a regular sweet girl from Balzar trying to enjoy your day. You were back to your old ways, trying to sabotage the super fun funfair.
Of course I was! I tried to fool you by pretending I changed my ways and my looks. Whew, good to be back to my old Mighty Mila look. I could never just give up my life mission, and I never will. The people of Pflugerville will be miserable if it's the last thing I do.
And the last thing that I will do is make sure I stop you.
Game on, Body Waddy. Game on.
I think that's the last we'll see of her today, I hope. Now the Animal Talent Show can go on in peace.
Hello, all. It's me, Joanna the Judge. Even though I usually judge actual real trials in the court of law, I somehow got wrangled into judging this Animal Talent Show. Last time I put my email on a list outside the grocery store. Now, before the show begins, I was told to announce the winner of the Super Extreme Extreme Ride Contest.
This is it.
In second place, a ride called Trash Compactor Cyclone by Mr. Snood.
Boo! Who doesn't like getting trapped in a dumpster and then having to escape?
Thank you for those comments, Mr. Snood. Now, in first place, we have... Oh, this one is a mouthful. The Lucy Wow Extreme One for All Ride Majig.
I won! I won!
You won. Congrats, Lucy.
Oh, thank you so much for all your support. I couldn't have created such a cool ride without the help from my friends. Do I get a prize?
It just says the prize is knowing you did a job well done.
What is it with this fair and prizes?
Now, on to the show. Hope everyone is ready. I must say, there certainly are a lot of animals inside this tent.
Well, of course there are. It's an animal talent show.
Why, yes, I know. I am a judge, after all, little blue-haired boy. But animal, in this case, isn't literal. It's an acronym.
An acronym?
You know an acronym, an abbreviation formed from the initial letters of other words.
He knows what an acronym is. Did you know what an acronym was? Because I didn't. Can you explain it to me?
What do you mean, Judge? Are you saying this isn't an actual animal talent show?
Of course not. We wouldn't subject any animals to unwanted talent wrangling.
So then what does animal stand for?
Like I said, it's the animal talent show. A is for anything, N is for nothing, I is for imitations, N is for nail art, M is for macrame, A is for astrology readings, and L is for leapfrogging. It's all very clear as day in the legal contract.
Leapfrogging?
I am so good at leapfrogging! Woo!
So that means all these animals don't need to be here?
Well, they can. Two of the categories of this contest are anything or nothing. So really, it could be anything or nothing.
I'm confused.
No more time for questions. The show's about to begin. Now, first up, we have Food Stall Fred and Doris.
See, I thought it was an actual animal talent show. Doris loves water skiing. I don't make her do it.
That's actually quite impressive. Thank you, Food Stall Fred.
Well, thank you, ma'am.
Next up, a Grabstack.
Ah, that's me. Oh, Bobby, should I leapfrog? Do an astrological reading? I don't know my sign. I think I'm a Leo, maybe an Aquarius. Oh, Bobby, what do I do?
Just go out there and be yourself. You're the best sidekick ever, and you've saved the day multiple times today. That's a talent, in and of itself.
Gee, thanks, Bobby.
Grabstack, I'm waiting.
Here I am. Tis I, Grabstack of Florp. And for my talent, I will be doing anything and nothing while imitating my pedicurist, leapfrogging while creating macrame, all the while reading your horoscope. And here I go! Leap, whoa! Macra. My.
There's not much to say after seeing what this tiny orange creature just did. I'll just say, Grabstack wins!
You did it! Way to go, Grabstack!
And for your prize...
Yeah, knowing I did a job well done.
Well, no, actually, for this contest, the prize is an unlimited supply of fried bananas.
I truly did win! Fried bananas for all! Well, what a wild and unpredictable day at the Super Fun Fair. We did so much, from riding ridiculous rides to fighting off sphinxes, eating a whole lot of fried food, befriending a giant squid. I could go on, but we are so out of time. Thanks for joining me, Bobby Wonder, and all our friends in Pflugerville, including Lucy Wow, Xavier and Atlas, and Sniffy and Snoop. You can listen to all their adventures on their own podcasts. Just type Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for joining us on another fun season. After that long day at the Super Fun Fair, I need a super nap in my bed. Gotta brush my fur out from all that squid breath. Ooh-wee. Fried bananas for life. Oh, I'm gonna have a banana in the morning. I'm gonna have a fried banana in the afternoon. I'm gonna have fried bananas while I'm sleeping. I'm gonna be dreaming about them fried bananas.
Go, kid, go.
Good news alert. We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.